Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Nalani, N-A-L-A-N-Y. Last name is Kanasa, C-A-N-A-C-A. Nancy Kanasa was accompanied to the evaluation by a family member named Marco Panting, P-A-N-T-I-N-G, to help serve as a translator. But according to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, Ms. Kanaka is a 48-year-old woman who reports she injured herself at work on 6/18/21. Apparently, she fell down while walking the floors of the casino, and her back hurt and her knees and arms and legs also hurt. Apparently, she described she hit the right knee anteriorly on the floor. Apparently, she did not experience any loss of consciousness. Apparently, she believes she injured her knees, arms, and back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per claim petition, Ms. Kanaka alleges she had a slip and fall accident injuring the right leg, left foot, left hip, and right shoulder. Her medical records show she was seen by Dr. Glasser, G-L-A-S-S-E-R, on 3/31/11. And put this in bold, this predates the subject event. I will dictate it now, but it will go in the past medical history section. Dr. Sheikh, S-H-E-I-K-H, saw her for a 2-year history of undulating right arm and shoulder discomfort and right thumb-based discomfort worsening over the last 3 months without any specific history of trauma and despite 2 injections to the wrist in the past. Period. He referred her for non-operative sports medicine for her right shoulder discomfort. She also has right thumb basal joint osteoarthritis that was given a corticosteroid injection. Period. She was seen again on 4/6/11. With the diagnosis of right thoracic outlet syndrome. Prepared their notes on this visit were handwritten and difficult to decipher. Period. On 2/26/20, she saw Dr. Chippa, C-H-H-I-P-A, for bilateral knee pain on the left worse than the right. Period. She had been having discomfort in her knee for about 2 months with no prior surgeries or injuries. Period. She would have intermittent knee pain, but over the last 2 months it had gotten worse. Period. She works in housekeeping. Period. She has pain predominantly at the anterior aspect of her knee, along with some swelling. Period. There was no locking, catching, or instability. Period. She was using ibuprofen that she felt was not helping. Period. He performed x-rays of both knees that showed no obvious fractures or dislocations. There was mild degenerative joint disease of both knees, most prominent in the patellofemoral compartment. Period. Dr. Chippa diagnosed her with pain in both knees as well as bilateral primary osteoarthritis in both knees. Period. They discussed treatment options for the latter. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered that day. Period. The next note from this practice is dated 2/28/20 relative to a pharmacy calling about needing a prescription for a medication renewal. Period. New paragraph. On 7/9/15, she was seen by Dr. Dunn, D-U-N-N, period. He diagnosed her with pain in the shoulder, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and a body mass, and an elevated body mass index, period. He ordered an MRI of the left shoulder, and she was to continue naproxen, comma, diet, and exercise, period. She returned on on 8/18/15 for the left shoulder MRI and a work excuse extension, period. Dr. Dunn did not delineate the specific, scratch that. He noted the left shoulder MRI from 8/17/15 found tendinosis and tear at the supraspinatus and tendinosis at the infraspinatus, period. He continued Ms. Canossa on inflammatory medication, period. She was also to follow up with physical therapy and orthopedics, period. And capitalized this next sentence. The dictation will probably be disjointed because of the way the file was sorted and chunks of treatment time were not sequential, period. She returned on 9/18/15 for general internal medical issues. Period. She was starting therapy for the shoulder pain that week, period. He had her continue that course of treatment, period. On 9/21/25, he also addressed left upper quadrant abdominal pain and breast pain. Period. He referred her for a mammogram as well as an abdominal ultrasound, period. The pap smear results were not yet ready, period. On 10/5/15, Dr. Dunn referred her to a gynecologist. Period. She gave a diagnosis of dysmenorrhea as well as menometrorrhagia, M-E-N-O-M-E-T-R-O-H-A-G-G-I-A, period. Dr. Dunn followed her over the next several weeks through 10/11/15, period. New paragraph. Abdominal ultrasound on 10/16/15 was unremarkable, period. She had bilateral breast ultrasounds on 10/16/15 as well, period. Another mammogram was done on 8/31/17, period. On 9/21/17, she underwent x-rays of the left foot for pain. Period. It showed foot deformities with degenerative and moderate heel spur formation. Period. An MRI of the left ankle was recommended for further evaluation. Period. Physical exam. Scratch that. I am not in receipt of medical documentation pertaining to the event of 6/18, 21 period, per your cover letter. She had treatment that will be inserted in here as marked period and capitalize this. Hopefully you can just get it from directly from the email request that included that description. And then physical exam. Extremities upper, normal. Shoulders, normal. Extremities lower, she had genu valgus deformities at the knees bilaterally. There was none localizing tenders, palpation about the right knee, but there was none on the left. Period modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period spine cervical. Active right rotation was to 45 degrees, complaining of left-sided pain. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right thoracic, normal lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 50 degrees, complaining of right knee pain. Period, C point, straight leg wears and maneuvers at 90 degrees, elicited only mild low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Nanalani Kanaka alleges to have injured multiple body parts when she fell at work on 6/18/21. Period. These include her right leg, common left foot, common left hip, common and right shoulder. Period. As noted in the summary above, she received treatment for symptoms in these areas for several years before this subject event. Period. After the incident of 6/18/21, she saw Dr. Zook and then Dr. Islinger. Period. She had an MRI of the left shoulder on 5/24/23. Period. An MRI of the right shoulder was done on 6/6/22. Period. She followed up with Dr. Zook and Dr. Islinger. Period. On 7/19/22, Dr. Zook wrote regarding her knee pain that he causally related to the fall of 6/18/21. Period. She did not have subsequent treatment following this prior need for treatment evaluation on 10/17/21. Period. Dr. Zook recommended cortisone injections to both knees and more physical therapy. Period. On 8/10/22, Dr. Islinger wrote a supplemental report opining petitioner should pursue treatment for her bilateral knee pain through her private insurance and noted her symptoms were not caused by the work accident. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Ms. Kanaka found she was very obese. Period. She walked without a limp. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities, including the shoulders, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She also had full range of motion of both lower extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative, at the hips and knees. Period. There was essentially full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar sacral spines. Period. There were no signs of significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the body areas noted above. Period. Relative to the subject event, Ms. Kanaka sustained soft tissue injuries at most in the form of contusions and sprains. Period. These have long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.